This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A warm and dry winter has meant wildfire season is starting early in Wisconsin. A recent report from a national government agency says that most areas in Wisconsin have an above-normal potential for wildfires in March and April. We're already seeing this in the numbers reported by the Department of Natural Resources and warnings being given out by the DNR. Ron Schneider is a cooperative fire specialist at the Wisconsin DNR. Ron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me on the show.
Ron, I don't think we have any huge fires, but it sounds like we have a lot of fires compared to, say, average years. What are we seeing going on around the state?
Well, we're seeing a very early fire season this year. We've seen a number of fires that started in February, where we usually don't see our fire season start until really after St. Patrick's Day, after the snow melts. So it's already busy for us.
How has our weirdly mild and warm winter helped set the stage for this early wildfire season?
Yes, it was a mild winter. We didn't see the normal snowfall that we usually see, so that really led to two problems. One is our ongoing drought, really in the northern 80% of the state. Another factor is the lack of snow. Usually the snow melts, in southern Wisconsin in February and early March, but the northern part of the state is still under feet of snow. What we're experiencing this year is really the whole state has been snow-free since January. A lot of the state didn't have really much snow cover at all.
Now, that's the conditions. What tends to be the spark? What are the most common causes of a wildfire flaring up in the state?
So 90% or more of our fires are caused by humans or people in one way or another. Our number one cause of wildfires is debris burning. So that can be someone maybe just wants to get rid of their pile of leaves and they start up, burn a leaf pile or brush, or they're burning, cardboard or refuse in a barrel. Debris burning every year is our number one cause of fires.
And so when we've got conditions like this, what are the current warnings from DNR? What are you asking people to do, or I guess mostly to not do?
Yeah, of course. We're asking people to not burn. It's the worst time of year for fires. Most of our fires in Wisconsin are in spring, in March, April, and May. And so if you can put off burning of, your leaves or your brush until the lawns turn green in June and July, when the fire danger is low, that will really lower the chances of any of that burning causing a fire.
And yeah, is this a unique situation where we've got kind of the drier, dead fuel from last year's vegetation, but way earlier than the new, as you said, green stuff comes up and is less of a fire risk?
Yes, exactly. Most of our fires, although we call them forest fires, most of them start in grass. And in maybe in cornfields. And if you look at the grass in your yard right now or the fields, they're brown. And they're brown because they're dry. So until your grass turns green, until the fields are plowed and planted, those are all a place for fires to start. And then, of course, the fires from there spread from there with wind and carry into the forest fuels.
And can you talk about the kind of damage wildfires do here in Wisconsin? Obviously, we might think of out west where the big fires are, and that's mostly true. What kind of damage do we see here in the state, though, from a bad wildfire year?
Of course, the biggest threat for our wildfires is human life and injury, to the fires. And we've already had injuries. We've experienced that this year already. The second really problem we look at is the fires that spread and then maybe ignite a building. They may burn, next to a garage, start a garage or a barn or even a house on fire. And then ironically, the last threat for us with forest fires is the forest burning. But that, of course, causes damage too.
Talking to Ron Schneider, cooperative fire specialist at the Wisconsin DNR, about an early start to wildfire season here in Wisconsin. Ron, can you tell us about the work you do working with local fire departments to be prepared to contain these wildfires?
Yes, the DNR is really just one small part of all the forces that are out there to combat these fires. In Wisconsin, we have around 825 fire departments. And whenever there is a fire in Wisconsin, in our DNR fire protection areas, the fire department and the DNR both respond to those fires. They're paged at the same time. And so it's important for us to work together. We work together on the fires. We train together during the winter months or the off season. And then, of course, we have a lot of other partners, too, like nonprofit groups like the Nature Conservancy, our tribal partners like Menominee Tribe, And then our federal partners, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Forest Service. So there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle that we work on all year because we need to work together in spring.
Fire departments can be pretty busy even without wildfires going on. How much does a big year for wildfires like this one stretch our resources thin?
Well, I know in DNR we have every available person working this weekend. That's all of our full-time staff, and then we also have a lot of part-time staff that we will bring in on high and very high fire danger days. And then, of course, our fire departments, those that are full-time, are staffed, and a lot of our volunteer fire departments in the state are really on their toes on these very bad fire days, ready to respond to fires. So it's a 24/7 system that we have in place to respond to most of the fires.
And what tends to be the case here in Wisconsin? Do we get very many big fires? I can think of a few in the last 20 years or so, or are we dealing with lots of little ones kind of spread out?
This time of year, we have a lot of starts from the fires. In a normal year, we see our largest fires in late April or early May, where we see like the big crown fires in our pine plantations and things like that. That we may see that really in late March, early April, that might be beginning this year, just because of how dry it is. We may see prolonged conditions where we have the potential for large fires until we get some significant rainfall.
For people who want to keep up with fire hazard, whether they want to burn debris at some point this year or they're camping or what have you, all the different reasons we might set something in a hopefully controlled fire, where can we go? What's our one-stop shop to keep track of our local conditions and burn bans and warnings?
The best place is our DNR website. We update the fire danger daily, and that is at dnr.wisconsin.gov, or you can use any search engine and type in Wisconsin DNR. And this time of year, the first page that comes on our website is a link to our fire danger. And we update that every day. And for example, for this weekend, for the Madison area, the southern, I would say 20% of the state is low fire danger because of the rain we had yesterday. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the state is on high and very high fire danger.
And so if people are more careful about their fires and pay attention to that, like how much do you think it would cut back on the workload there at the DNR and fire departments around the state when it comes to wildfires?
The best thing people can do now is just not burn. I know we always recommend, like, if you're going to have a campfire or if you're going to burn debris, make sure you get a permit or the proper permit, depending on where you live, and then have a shovel or have water available. But with the really windy days that we are seeing now, a shovel and a bucket of water probably isn't going to be enough. The fires just spread faster than you can physically put them out and contain them. So we really recommend this time of year, just don't burn until we're past this peak fire danger time of year.
And Ron, this time of year, as we wrap up, are you and your colleagues watching the weather closely and hoping for some rain?
Yes, everyone is doing their rain dance, and I know, the Madison area, really the southern counties in the state, got some beneficial rain yesterday, but the rest of the state is dry. We'd like to get rain. We're looking at the long-range forecast, and it looks very dry. And not only is it dry, but it's going to get cold again, which really keeps the grass from turning green. So it's just going to prolong our fire season.
Ron, we'll leave it there. Thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you very much.
That's Ron Schneider, Cooperative Fire Specialist at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He was with us for a look at why Wisconsin's wildfire season is starting so early this year and what it means looking ahead to spring and summer. Coming up Monday here on Central Time, with dangerous levels of lead found in some applesauce and cinnamon products, we'll dig into the U.S. food safety system, how it works, and when it sometimes falls short. And when someone is looking for mental health care, where do they start? We'll dig into the mental health care system and get some practical advice for making often difficult decisions. That and more coming up Monday here on Central Time.